This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Imagine you're driving down Lamar between 5th and Cesar Chavez. You might be doing that right now. Take a look around. What do you see? Maybe something blue that looks out of place? For the next episode of our AT Explained project, KUT's Matt Largy investigated a question that you've probably asked yourself.
So we ventured over here to this little drainage ditch.
It's kind of steep.
Can I take your shoulder?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm here with Laura Bauman.
It's a little rough to get over here.
Bad.
We're peering over the edge of the train bridge that goes over Lamar just north of Lady Bird Lake.
All right, so we can see one of these signs here.
Oh, yeah, there's two more.
Laura asked a question about these blue signs for our AT Explained project. She wants to know, what on earth are they?
Looks like somebody just cut up some old highway signs and... it's a practical joke. I don't know.
There's 8 or 9 of them on each wall of the underpass, sticking out over the sidewalk. They're blue, like highway rest stop blue, and they're at odd angles.
It looks like it's the beginning of something.
If you've ever driven here, you've seen them.
I had a friend suggest that maybe that they were diverting airflow.
That's not bad.
Right. That, at least that would give it a purpose.
Yeah.
Well, Laura, prepare yourself. I'm going to answer your question right away. It's... art.
Well, that's disappointing.
Don't be disappointed yet. You may be surprised by what it, you know, maybe it means something really deep and you're, you know, it really makes you think. Who knows?
I'll be honest, it hadn't made me think about something deep. I've never heard anyone say anything nice about the blue signs. No one gets it. There's no plaque, no information about the artist, nothing about what the blue signs mean. So that's what I wanted to find out. I went into the story thinking this installation is just bad art, but now it's complicated.
Yeah, people are confused about whether or not it's art.
This is Sue Lamb.
We've collected some responses over the years, and I've got a little list here.
She runs the city's Art in Public Places program.
Some people were thinking they're intended to be like Bergman-shaped signs.
Or some kind of alien signal.
Or sound baffling.
Or,
you know, they could be for truck safety.
Yeah, I can see that one. But no, 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 and no. The real story goes back to the year 2000.
Council actually looked at what can we do in this area to enliven it, to make it look more interesting and more beckoning to that area that is just north of the Lamar Underpass.
The city council set aside $45,000 for the project. 28 artists submitted proposals for installations in the underpass. And in 2002, they chose a design from a local architect named Carl Treminski. It was called Moments.
It's not called Blue Signs.
The project site is visualized as a threshold between the urban Austin and the natural Austin.
This is a reading from Treminski's original proposal for Moments.
The underpass marks a journey through the city's self-image between the urban center of business and entertainment.
6th Street in downtown.
To the city's heart of natural beauty and enjoyment.
Town Lake at the time.
This proposal intends to strengthen the expression and experience of this moment.
He was actually thinking about those blue signs in ways of responding to the lake. He noted that the people running along the lake are doing so rhythmically, and those signs were intended to sort of mimic that rhythm. And he also noted that people were rowing on the lake, and the dip of the oars as they went down the lake
dip.
Was also a rhythmic
dip.
Kind of experience, and he wanted
dip.
To respond to that with the rhythm of these signs.
Dip. 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 Dip.
If you look from far away, you can see how the angle of the signs on each side change as you move through. Tilted to vertical to tilted the other way, almost like a paddle moving through the water. The walls of the underpass were painted in green and brown, and there was a time when the spot was bathed in blue light at night, powered by solar panels near the train tracks. But within a few years, the panels were damaged and the lights were taken down. Now, all that remain are the signs.
You know, at this point, it almost feels like a relic. Like, so much
of
it has, you know, the lighting's gone. A couple of the signs are gone.
The painted walls are basically gone, you know, or faded.
There's a guy named Phil Reed. He's a local architect. He actually designed those huge metal LED lights under the I-35 underpass near 6th Street. The ones that look like a rib cage. I met with him at the Lamar Underpass because I thought he might have a take on Moments. We stare into the underpass pit, surveying the blank blue signs.
The idea is, I believe, that you're looking for information there and you're not finding it, which some people find extraordinarily frustrating.
And he says he gets that. It is frustrating. Maybe that's the point. And maybe that's why everyone hates it.
But at the same time, we wouldn't be here talking about it, looking down into this pit, unless this art was successful. If it was a complete failure, no one would have any interest in it. Even people's frustration with it is a sign of its success. It's given itself to us in that way.
You know, it's okay if a third of the people love the work, a third of the people don't have a reaction, a third of people hate it. I think that can be the mark of success.
That's Sue Lamb again.
I think that's one of the reasons we love art, is that it gets us thinking and gets us interpreting.
Phil's interpretation? He's a fan.
So here you are driving through a space that probably, I'm not a neuroscientist, but I think typically people's brains sort of shut off. There's so much information coming in from your physical environment that you've got to kind of filter it out. And when you go to places like this, you're going to think about something else while you're driving through it. And it's kind of a neat idea that you would bring this place to your consciousness through this little trick, if you will.
Dip, 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 dip.
At this point, you're probably wondering about Carl Treminski, the guy behind the blue signs. Well, so am I. I tried to reach him, but he didn't seem to want to talk. I wanted to ask him about his vision for Moments, about what he makes of the criticism, about what it all means. So Carl, if you're listening, call me, man. But maybe he just wants to let Moments speak for itself. A plaque would help, though, I'm just saying. Matt Largy, KUT News.